New Hampshire voters head to the polls next week with plenty to think about, and many of them have been thinking, comparing, contrasting, deciding, and undeciding on candidates for a while now. NHBR's Jason Moon has been following up with a handful of voters to hear how their decisions have been shaped by a long primary season. Today, we hear from three of them.
Ken Foote lives in Bedford and works for his family business selling helicopter engine parts. He's a registered independent, and in early September, he walked down the street to his neighbor's house to hear John Kasich speak. But afterwards, as I asked Foote what he thought of Kasich, the conversation drifted toward another candidate, Donald Trump.
Yeah. So you like this effect that Trump seems to be having on the field?
Yeah, I think everyone has to kind of change their game. I mean, he's a little bit too boisterous for me, but everyone else, it's the same kind of speech, the same kind of talk, and after a while, it's stale.
So Trump may have been too boisterous for Foote back in September. But when we spoke again earlier this month, Foote had come around to the idea of a rowdy commander-in-chief.
Make America great. What's not to like about that?
Foote says it all goes back to how he was feeling in September. The other candidates, or old politicians, as Foote put it, are just stale.
I think it's refreshing because you're not guessing. There's nobody sitting there going, geez, I wonder what Trump's going to say about this. You're saying, oh my God, I hope he doesn't use a bad word probably, or try and grab somebody or something. That's what's so funny about it. It's entertaining. Imagine that, politics that's entertaining. It may be a little hurtful, but you got to have a thick skin to be a politician.
Amanda Sobel is another voter shopping in the Republican primary who has changed her mind. Sobel is a grad student at UNH, and back in September, she was gravitating towards Ben Carson.
I appreciate him being a doctor, as I'm in the sciences, and I think what he has to say is actually inspiring.
But by November, Sobel had begun to cool on Carson after he made a few statements that, as Sobel put it, were underthought.
Yeah, for sure. Some of the answers he gives, definitely, you can see that he's a little bit inexperienced.
By the time we spoke again earlier this month, Sobel had decided that she won't be voting for Carson. Lately, she says she's been considering Ted Cruz.
I mean, his performance at the debates were great, which is to be expected, I think, from him since he was a master debater at Harvard. Also, his position and kind of crusade, if you will, against Planned Parenthood, he set out a mission and he followed it through. And a lot of candidates don't do that.
Still, Sobel isn't ready to make her final decision. To do that, she says, she'll need to do more studying.
I'm really overwhelmed, I have to say. I mean, I know who I'm definitely not going to vote for, and that's great, but it's tough.
For our last voter, Joe Magruder of Concord, the choice has been clearer. Magruder is a former editor for the Associated Press in New Hampshire, and for him, the issue of campaign finance reform is most important. Back in September, he had a clear champion for that issue in Larry Lessig, who ran a short-lived and obscure campaign for the Democratic nomination. After Lessig dropped out, Magruder began to lean towards Bernie Sanders.
Because he is more forceful in saying the system is broken, and he's saying we need a revolution. I don't know that revolution is what we need, but we need a mass movement.
Magruder has also developed a practical streak over the course of the campaign. Primary aside, he'd support Hillary Clinton in the general election, even though she's the beneficiary of super PACs and large donors.
That doesn't bother me because that's the way the game is played now. And so I give everybody a free pass to come back to the right side of that argument and say, yeah, I need that money now, but here's what I'm going to do to end this system.
Whether it's been by focusing on a particular issue, listening for the right style, or just waiting to see that spark, voters have been approaching their decision in a number of ways. But no matter how they come at it, they all have to finish by next Tuesday. For NHBR News, I'm Jason Moon.